Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们, 早安。
You know, I noticed in the bulletin this morning that in the English translation it says that I'm here to deliver a massage.
今天早上, 周报上, 英文里面有一个错误, 好像是说, 他说, 讲员来这里给大家按摩一下。
So I'm very sorry to disappoint everybody.
那我在这里要说,
that's not actually what I came to do.
我并不是来这里做按摩的工作。
Perhaps you would prefer that, but I'm going to, Lord willing, give a message.
若是主是愿意的话, 愿意交通一些信息。
It really is a blessing for me to be here in front of all the saints in Seattle.
实在是我能够来到这里和夏卢圣徒相聚是一个福气。
This is the congregation where I grew up and spent the first half of my life.
我在这里曾经在这里成长，也差我的前半生的在这里度过的。
It really is my spiritual home.
实在是我属灵的家。
And it's hard for me to believe that now it's been basically an entire second half of my life that I've spent on the East Coast.
实在很难叫人想象我的后半的这个日子呢，是在东部东北部度过的。
And the Lord's been faithful as I'm able to meet there with saints in Manhattan.
主实在是信实的神，因为我在那里在曼哈顿的地方呢，和一些圣徒有相聚。
Right now we meet in Brother Dana's home.
我们现在是在聚在 Dana Condon弟兄的家里。
And with my wife Erin and son Miles, we're just blessed to have fellowship with the saints in Manhattan.
我的姊妹，我的儿子，我们一起在那边聚会，在那边得到蒙那边的福。And
we're a small group and a young group.
我们那里呢，我们的团体很小，也是很年轻的团体。
I suppose it's a lot like SCA might have been about 30 years ago.
也许很像在西雅图基督的教会，30年前西雅图基督的教会。
But it's really a blessing to see how the Lord's been faithful in this group, you know, for decades now.
神在这里数十年间的工作实在是使这里的聚会蒙福。
And I see that same life now in Manhattan.
我现在好像可以在曼哈顿那边看到主同样的生命。
You know, in these, I guess, 16, 17 years that I've been away from Seattle, I can't claim that God has given me any really profound knowledge or great gift.
我在离开这里16、17年的这些年间，我不敢说神给我什么很大的知识或很大的恩赐。
But I can certainly testify that God has been good.
但是我实在可以见证我们的主是良善的。
And as I was thinking about what I wanted to share in front of all of you today,
我在思想我在众位面前应该分享什么呢？
It was just a simple testimony of God's goodness and in particular His fullness.
我是想见证实在就是神的单纯的良善，特别就是他的丰盛丰满。
So if you could just open your Bible with me to Colossians chapter 1.
好吧，我们打开圣经哥罗西书第一章。
And we'll start from verse 13.
我们从13节开始读起。
So I guess I'll read the whole passage. For he rescued us from the domain of darkness. I'm sorry, I'll give you a chance to turn your Bibles.
我要等一下让大家能够翻到圣经。
It's Colossians chapter 1, verse 13.
是哥罗西书第一章13节开始。
For he rescued us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created, both in the heavens and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is also head of the body, the church, and he is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he himself will come to have first place in everything. For it was the Father's good pleasure for all the fullness to dwell in him, and through him to reconcile all things to himself, having made peace through the blood of his cross. Through him, I say, whether things on earth or things in heaven.
哥罗西书第一章13节开始，他救了我们脱离了黑暗的权势，把我们迁到他爱子的国里。我们在爱子里得蒙救赎，罪过得以赦免。爱子是那不能看见之神的像。 是首生的，在一切被造的以先，因为万有都是靠他造的，无论是天上的、地上的，能看见的、不能看见的，或是有位的、主治的、执政的、掌权的，一概都是借着他造的，又是为他造的。他在万有之先，万有也靠他而立，他也是教会全体之首。
他是原始，是从死里首先复生的，使他可以在凡事上居首位。因为父喜欢叫一切的丰盛在他里面居住，既然叫他在十字架上所流的血成就了和平，便借着他叫万有，无论是地上的天上的，都与自己和好了。
And one more brief passage from the Gospel of John chapter 1.
再下一个经文是约翰福音第一章。
This is John chapter 1 verse 16.
是约翰福音第一章第十六节。
For of his fullness we have all received, and grace upon grace.
从他丰满的恩典里，原文是从他的丰满，我们都领受了，而且恩上加恩。
Can I just say a prayer?
我们再有点祷告。
Lord, I just am so thankful to be among the brethren here in Seattle.
主啊，我能够在这里，实在是很感恩。
And we're just so grateful for the bread and the cup that we've taken that symbolizes your love.
我们实在是感谢你，我们可以在领受饼杯，因为这饼杯代表着你的爱。
And I just want to commit this word to you.
主啊，我们把以下的话语交在你的手里。
That you just open up your scriptures to us.
好，愿你能够把你的圣经向我们打开。
And allow us to see more of your son.
好，叫我们能够看见你的儿子。
So just pray that you bless the speaking and the translating and the listening.
好，我们祷告讲的、翻的和听的都在你的面前。
Thank you, Father.
父啊，谢谢你。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。Amen.
So, the burden I have is to discuss, is to talk about this fullness that we have in Christ.
我的负担呢是要交通我们在基督里面的丰盛。
What do we mean by this fullness, and how can we live in that fullness?
我们这个丰盛是什么意思呢？我们如何能活出这个丰盛呢？
This passage in Colossians from verse 13, it says that Jesus rescued us from the domain of darkness.
在哥罗西书十三节里面讲到说，基督救了我们脱离黑暗的权势。
And isn't this the starting point for all of our lives as Christians?
这是我们成为基督徒开始生活的第一步。
That he has delivered us from the wages of sin.
因为他救我们脱离了罪的刑罚。
And given us eternal life.
给了我们永远的生命。
But in these verses that follow, you can see the Apostle Paul just straining to describe something even beyond that.
但是我们之后读了一些经文，我们就看见说保罗并没有停在那里，而是他还有更多的话，主的话告诉我们。
He's directing our attention to the glory of the risen Lord.
因为他要把我们的注意力引到基督的荣耀里面。
And you understand that Jesus as a sacrifice, that is really just the starting point for the glory that is in Jesus.
因为他看见了耶稣作为这个牺牲，不过是要把我们引进那神的荣耀里面。
In Philippians it says 2:9, you don't have to turn there. It says, for this reason also, God also highly exalted him.
在腓立比书二章九节有讲到说，因此神将他升为至高。
Because Jesus lowered himself to death on a cross, because of that, God lifted him up and made him more highly exalted.
正因为主耶稣基督在十字架上死了，所以神将他升为至高。
And in that glory and exaltation, actually, we also are partakers.
而我们也在那个荣耀，在那个至高里面有份。
And in all of this description that Paul has about the glory of Jesus, he sums it up this way.
这都是讲到说神的荣耀，这里有这样的描述。
He says the fullness of God dwells in Christ.
因为这里讲到说神的丰盛住在基督里面。
And so it seems to me that what Paul is telling us is that after salvation, this should be our life, is to discover and dwell in this fullness.
所以似乎是保罗在这里告诉我们，在我们得救之后，这应该是我们生活的目标。
You see in that passage, that verse 13, it says, He rescued us.
因为在十三节里面他讲到说他救我们。
And then it says, He transferred us to the kingdom of His Son.
在那里说到说他把我们迁到爱子的国里。
And what will we find in that kingdom?
我们会在那里面国里面找到什么呢？
Truly the fullness of God.
因为在那国里面我们可以找到那丰满。
So how can we understand this fullness and live in that fullness?
所以我们怎么能够来认识这样的丰满，能够来活出这样的丰满呢？
Lord willing, I want to give three basic points about this fullness.
若主愿意的话，我愿意在这里讲述三点。
The first point is that this fullness that is in Christ means that he is all sufficient, that he is sufficient for everything.
这一第一点就是讲到基督的丰满，就是他是全有全足全丰的。
I would say this means this is Christ as our supply.
我可以说基督呢是供应我们一切的。
The second point about this fullness is that that fullness means that Christ is to have first place in everything.
那这样讲到丰满的这一第二点呢，就是基督在凡事上应当居首位。
And this speaks of Christ as our goal.
那这代表的就是基督是我们的目标。
And then the third point is that the fullness of Christ makes us whole.
那第三点呢，就是基督的丰满呢，能够叫我们完整。
And this is to say that Christ is our completeness.
那也可以说是基督是我们的完全。
So supply and goal and completeness.
所以基督是供应我们的。是我们的目标，是我们的完全。
Let's first talk about Christ as our supply.
我们首先来交通一下，基督作为我们的供应我们一切的需要。
This word fullness, it has this meaning of capacity of size.
这个丰满呢，它的字呢里面可以讲到它的大小和它的容量或度量。
What is able to contain all of the glory of God?
有什么能够盛装神的一切的荣耀呢？
You know, having lived in Manhattan now for several years, I am especially aware of the size of things.
我在曼哈顿住了好几年之后，我现在非常注意到那个东西的大小。
People in Manhattan always worry about whether they have enough space.
因为住在曼哈顿的人常常会想到说他们住的空间是不是够大。
Because places to live are very small and extremely expensive.
因为住在那里呢，房子非常的贵，而且又非常的小。
We recently, actually now there's a Costco in Manhattan.
最近我们有一个 Costco.
Costco.
Yeah. Costco 在曼哈顿。
The great thing about Costco, of course, is that you can buy enormous quantities of things for very cheap.
那 Costco 好像给我们感觉是在那里面我们可以买很多东西，然后用很少的价格。
The funny thing is that in Manhattan, I would say very few of us actually go to Costco and buy things there.We don't usually go to Costco, yeah.
但事实上在曼哈顿呢，我们却很少去 Costco.
Because even if we were to buy a 50 pack of toilet paper, let's say.
那因为就算我们想要买50捆的卫生纸。
We would have no space in our apartments to hold it.
那在我们家住的地方呢，却没有地方能够放这50卷的卫生纸。
And so, as we think about this idea that all of the fullness of God dwells in Jesus,
所以当我们想到神在耶稣基督里面这一切的丰盛
Think about what that means.
我们应该想到这究竟是意味着什么
What could possibly be large enough to hold all of that fullness?
什么能够有这么大的容量能够盛装神的丰盛
That's our Jesus.
那是我们的耶稣
And so this fullness of God should make us consider how big is our Lord.
所以这一个丰盛呢，应该叫我们能够想一想，我们的主何等的大。
Do we see him in such a way that we can understand that everything of God dwells in him?
我们是不是看他能够想起说，神一切的丰盛是住在他里面
？So in Christ is not only our salvation.
所以在基督里面不仅是我们的得救而已。
In Christ is also the supply for every circumstance that we face in our walk with God after salvation.
而且在基督里面，当也是他有能够提供我们一切，当我们与主同行所需要的。
And so John says, "Of his fullness have you received, and grace upon grace."
这为什么约翰说，从他的丰满里，我们都领受了，而且恩上加恩。
It's hard in our daily lives to really understand that Jesus could be the provision for every need in our life.
我们有时候在我们日常生活里面，好像很难想象说，耶稣可以成我们一切的需要。
Because we're used to going to very specific, finding very specific solutions for our specific problems.
因为我们常常对着某些特定的情况问题呢，找些特定的答案。
In my job, for example, I'm a doctor.
譬如在我的工作，我是一个医生。
But I'm a specialist.
但是我是一个专科医生。
And so I treat cancer.
我是治疗癌症的。
And not just any cancer, but only specific kinds of cancer.
也不是治疗所有的癌症，只是某一类癌症。
And not just specific kinds of cancer, but I use a particular type of treatment.
不仅仅是只是治疗肺癌，那我还是用某种方式来治疗它。
You know, if you have a minor problem like a cold, maybe you'll go to any doctor and it won't
当然呢，如果你生一个小病，比如说感冒，你可以看任何一个医生。
But if you have a very serious problem, you want to see somebody who has that particular expertise.
但是如果你有一些比较严重的问题，你要去看专科医生。
You know, there are actually eye doctors who actually specialize in particular parts of the eye.
事实上呢，甚至有眼科医生呢，他只专精在眼睛里面的某些部分而已。
Now, in contrast to all this, we see that in Christ, God has provided the answer to every problem.
但是对比我们在这世上这些答案，我们看见神在基督里面预备了所有的答案。
In our own experience, we cannot conceive of any man who could possibly contain all of the knowledge, all of the answers to anything.
在我们的经验里面，我们看到说，不可能有一个人他能够成为所有的答案。
But we do need to see Jesus in this way.
但是我们应该要看耶稣用这样的方式来看他。
He is truly the one answer and the one source for every situation we may face.
因为他实在是我们一切问题的答案。
And so, in Christ, then.He contains not only the love of God, but truly the supply of God.
所以在基督里面，它不仅包含着神的爱，而且它包含着神的一切的供应。
And to live in the fullness of God, we must not limit in our imaginations what Christ can do for us.
所以在基督的丰满里面，我们不应该限制我们想象说基督能够为我们做些什么。
Let me give you another silly illustration.
让我再给大家讲一个比较也许是很愚蠢的一个比喻。
You know, in Manhattan, not only our houses are small, but also our stores.
Stores.
Yeah.
知道在曼哈顿呢，我们不仅我们住的地方很小，那里的店呢也很小。
For example, if I want to make prepare a meal.
比如说呢，如果要预备要做一顿饭食的时候
，I may need to go to you know four or five different places for bread, for fish, for you know fruit.
你知道，那我必须要跑四或五个店呢，能买这些，比如说面包、鱼或者是水果。
But here in Shoreline, there is this place called Central Market.
但是在 Shoreline 这里有一个店叫做中央市场。
And every time I come back to Seattle, I always am amazed going there.
每次我回到西雅图呢，我到那边我还是觉得很惊奇。
Because it's enormous.
因为它实在是很大。
And everything that I could possibly need is actually in that one place.
我所有需要的一切的东西似乎都在那个地方找得到。
You know, I don't have to go to four or five different places to get everything I need.
我不需要走四或五个地方呢，买到我所需要的东西。
And you know, really to experience the provision that is in this market, you have to actually go there for yourself.
所以你如果要真的能够经历这个市场有多大的话，你必须 要自己要去。
And when you walk inside the doors, you'll find that you can't actually even see the walls of the entire market from where you're standing.
当你进到那个店门口的时候呢，你甚至还不能看见它的墙壁在哪边。
And you know, it's the same way when it comes to the fullness of Christ.
同样的，当我们要来看见基督的丰满的时候
，When you first enter in, you can't comprehend how wide, how deep.
因为当你初次接触基督的时候，你不可能完全看见基督的丰满。
And you can't list it. You can't just memorize in your head and know this is everything that is contained inside that market.
那你也不可能说把那刚才那个店里面所卖的东西呢全部都记起来。
It probably sells 100,000 different things.
因为他那个店里面卖的是有上千万的产品。
And the way that you know that it carries everything you could possibly need.Is when you actually go looking for it.
但你之所以知道说那个店呢能够供应你几乎所有的需要，就是因为你曾经去过那个店里面。
I find that whatever I need, it's there.
因为我发现说我每次要什么东西呢，那边都买得到。
And so even though I do not actually know every single thing that is there, my experience tells me that truly this is so.
所以虽然说我不能完全知道那里店里面究竟卖的哪些东西，但是根据我的经验，我知道他那里面有很多东西是我可以得到的。
And so it is in our walk with God.
我们和神同行呢也是这样子。
That we have to realize that in Christ is found the supply for every need.
因为我们必须要能够认识到，在基督里面我们可以找着一切的需要。
We don't look to Christ for salvation and then shop elsewhere for the other things.
我们不应该只是为了救恩来到基督面前，为了其他事情就到其他地方。
And so that's really the first encouragement that I have for all of you.
所以这是我第一个想要和大家共勉的地方。
Let's find that supply in Christ in every circumstance.
让我们在凡事上呢，在基督里面找着我们所需要的。
And it's especially in those times of need, in times of hardship, that we truly discover that Christ is our supply.
特别是当我们在受到难处的时候呢，我们应该可以看见基督是我们的供应。
You know, in times when everything is going extremely well, we sometimes don't completely understand how the Lord is the supply.
因为当我们凡事很顺利的时候，好像我们就会没有发现到主的可以供应我们一切需要。
But in times of suffering or in times of discouragement,
但是当我们受苦的时候，当我们沮丧的时候
，we find that in our weakness,
我们发现我们的软弱
，God's strength is made known.
那我们看见神的能力在我们软弱上显得完全。
You know, when Paul says, "When I am weak, then I am strong."
因为保罗有说，当我软弱了，我什么时候软弱，什么时候就刚强。
He's testifying of the fullness of Christ.
因为他是在那里见证基督的丰满。
The gospel of Jesus, it truly means that it's not about our own accomplishments.
那耶稣基督的福音呢，的确不是只是讲到我们能够得着什么，我们能够完成什么。
It's not about our own understanding.
不是讲到我们的理解。
And it certainly isn't about our own strength.
也当然更不是谈到我们的能力。
So, in our daily life,
所以在我们日常的生活里面
May we truly experience Christ's fullness by depending on Him for every need.
让我们真的来学习到我们能够依靠他，能够认识到他是我们供应我们一切的。
And day by day and trial by trial, we find that that Christ is sufficient.
所以我们知道日子一天天过来，在每一个情况里面，我们看见基督是我们的供应。
You know, as large as Central Market is, even itactually does have a limit.
虽然是中央市场这个店很大，但是我们知道它还是有限制的。
You know, but Christ is without limit.
但是基督是没有限量的。
Every time you think you've reached the limits of His love or His grace, you find that those limits extend even further beyond your imagining.
当你每一次发现到好像基督的爱就停在这里的时候，你就更发现说，哦，他的爱事实上是在前面还有。
And it makes me think as well about the fact that God tells us to be as little children.
我们看见呢，神要我们像小孩子一样。
You know, now that I have a child, I start to understand this.
现在我有一个孩子呢，我就开始能够理会这段经文。
Because you know what it is about a very small child.
因为你对像小孩子，你知道他们的情况。
Any need that they have, whatever it is, they look to the parent.
因为小孩子不论有任何的需要，他们都是来。
It doesn't matter whether they're hungry or they're hurt or they're cold. Whatever it is, they're going to look to mom or dad.
不管是他们饥饿或者他们受伤，不管什么情况，他们都会来找他们的父母。
They don't think about who is capable of solving this problem.
他们并没有想到说谁可以解决他们的问题。
They just go to mom or dad.
因为他们就是到他们的父母亲那里。
And of course, as much as mom or dad try, we can't actually solve every problem.
当然了，我们父母心是尽心的，但是我们知道我们不可能解决他们所有的问题。
But in our heavenly Father, we truly have.
但是我们的天父实在可以解决我们所有的问题。
So may we just turn to our Lord Jesus as children.
所以实在是让我们像小孩子一样来到我们主耶稣基督的面前。
I want to speak as well about Christ as our goal.
我想要再来讲的是，基督是我们的目标。
And Paul calls the preeminence of Christ in first place.
也就是说，保罗讲到说，基督在凡事上应该居首位。
I mentioned that, you know, in our relationship with the Lord, we should be as little children.
我刚才讲到说，我们在与主耶稣基督的关系上，在他面前，我们像小孩子一样。
But to experience the fullness of Christ, we shouldn't in every way be like a child.
但是当我们要能够来表达基督的丰满的时候，我们不应该常常像小孩子一样。
Because then it's just about our own needs.
因为如果是那样的话，我们只是想到我们自己的需要。
It would actually be a very self-centered and shallow way to live with the Lord.
事实上，这样的方式呢是非常自我为中心的，而且是肤浅的活在主的面前。
You know, we praise God that indeed He does satisfy our every need and our every longing.
当然我们赞美神，因为他实在是可以供应我们一切的需要，一切的饥渴。
But if that's the only way that we see our Lord,
但如果我们只是从这里来看我们的，来认识我们的主的话，
then we won't appreciate really the depths of this fullness that's in Christ.
那我们实在无法来欣赏到主的丰盛是何等的深。
You know, can a child really enter into a fullness of life if the only thing you as a parent do is simply give them anything that they want?
若作为父母亲，我们只是把小孩子需要就给他们，我们想他们会成长吗？
You know, for our two-year-old son, it would just mean that he eats French fries and watches cartoons all day.
对于我那两岁的儿子，我想那就表示说他大概每天就只要看卡通片就好。
He might be become very fat, but maybe not full.
他也许变得非常的胖，但是并不是丰满。
What we see in this passage is that this fullness of Christ, it is not only speaking about Christ as our supply, but it's also about Christ having the first place in everything.
所以我们在这里看见基督的丰满的时候，我们知道不仅是说他可以供应我们一切的需要，也在说明说他应该在凡事上居首位。
If you look at verse 18, Colossians 1:18,
在哥罗西第一章十八节这里说
，You see that Paul speaks of the purpose of the Heavenly Father, which is that in everything Christ might be preeminent, that he might have first place in everything.
因为在这里保罗讲到说我们父神的心意是要基督在凡事上居首位。
Our goal, our vision in life has to be the same as that of our master.
我们在我们生命里面的目标和意向应该和我们的主人是一致的。
You know, actually this is true in our everyday life as well.
事实上在我们每天的生活里面应该也是这样子。
You know, many of us are students or employees with a boss.
所以我们很多人是学生或者是在上班的，有一个老板。
And you understand that in order to really thrive and be happy in that situation, you have to have a knowledge of what it is that your boss or your teacher is looking for.
所以我们都认识到说我们如果要在我们工作上或在读书上能够一个很好的成绩的话，我们应该能够讨那老板的喜好。
You've probably all had the experience of being frustrated when what you think you're doing well and what your boss thinks is really looking for are different.
我想大家可能有这样的经验，你好像觉得哦你自己做的不错，但是你却发现说你所做的跟老板所要的差很远。
If you're writing a paper for a class, and your teacher is looking for the content of that paper,
当你在课堂上你写了一篇论文呢，写一篇论文，而老师想要找这论文里面的东西的时候，
you're going to be very frustrated if your focus was on how pretty the font on the page looked.
如果说你只是注重在这个你这个论文的这个字形的这些漂亮度。
Now, of course, in our own earthly lives, we know that just because our teacher or our boss has a certain goal doesn't always mean that that goal is correct.
当然我们知道我们在这世上生活啊，虽然说老师或是我们老板他有目标，但是未必说那个目标是对的。
And they may not even achieve whatever their goal is.
他们也许无法达成他们所要定的目标。
But this is not the case with God our Father.
但是我们的父神却不是这样。
God's purpose is the highest purpose and he will achieve it.
神的目标是那最终的目标，而且是他要达成的目标。
So in this passage we see that the goal of our Heavenly Father, His eternal purpose, is that the Son would have first place in everything.
所以我们在这节经文看见我们父神永远的心意是要他的儿子在凡事上居首位。
If that's our Heavenly Father's goal, is that our goal as well?
所以这若是若这是我们父神的旨意，是不是也当是我们的目的呢？
This purpose of our Father, of our Heavenly Father, that Christ would be first, that was actually His purpose from the beginning of time.
事实上我们父神从起初呢就愿意他的儿子在凡事上居首位。
Looking at Colossians 1:17 and 18, you'll see this.
因为当我们看哥罗西书第一章十七和十八节的时候，我们可以看到这一点。
It says, He is before all things.
因为在那里说他说到说他就是爱子在万有之先。
And it says, He is also the beginning.
他也是那起初。
So for us to enter into the fullness of Christ,
所以我们要能够进入基督的丰盛，
we need to seek that Christ has the preeminence in every aspect.
所以我们应该能够看到基督在凡事上应当居首位。
In our work, in our school, in our family life,
在我们的工作上，在我们的学校生活里面，在我们家庭生活里面。
Without that desire for Christ to have first place in all those things, we will not really understand this fullness.
我们若是没有把这样的
感觉放在里面，我们不可能看见基督的丰盛。
Now that may seem a little bit abstract or hard to understand.
这也许是有点抽象，而且有点难了解。
But in this passage, we do see there are some indications of what this really means for us practically.
但是在这样的经文里面，我们实际的生活里面可以看到一些答案。
You know, seeking to have Christ be first place in our lives means that we have to live beyond ourselves and our own needs and our own interests.
当我们看见能够以基督作为目标的时候，我们就知道我们应该可以活在我们个人的需要、个人的感觉之外。
One way of understanding this is that we have to lay down our lives for the sake of His church, of His body.
其中一点我们可以看见说，我们应当为基督的身体能够放下我们自己。
In verse 18, it says that Christ is also the head of the body, the church.
因为在十八节这里讲到说，基督他也是教会的身体。
And isn't it true that the fullness of Christ can never be manifested in just one individual, no matter how spiritual that person is?
基督是教会身体的元首，我们知道没有单独一个人可以完全彰显这个丰满。
Christ's body is the body of all believers.
因为基督的身体是包含一切。
And it's in the members of that body laying their lives down for one another and encouraging one another.
因为在基督的身体里面，我们彼此可以激励。
That we can see, in a way, this fullness.
然后我们可以看见呢，稍微看见一点基督的丰满。
So for Christ to be first place in our lives, may we lay down our lives for the sake of His body.
所以当我们说基督是我们的应当在凡事上居元首，我们可以看见说放下我们自己。
Another way in which we seek to make Christ first place in our lives is to lay our lives down so that other people may also be reconciled to Christ, that other people may come to a knowledge of Christ.
那另外一点呢，我们可以看见说我们放下我们自己，好叫其他人可以看见基督。
In verse 20, it says that it was through Christ that all things will be reconciled to Christ.
因为在二十节里面讲到说，因为借着基督，万有都与父神和好。
So to live in the fullness of Christ means also to lay down our lives for the sake that other people would come to know Him.
所以能够为着基督而活，也就是说，我们能够叫更多人来认识基督。
You know, our God is really so gracious and so patient with us.
我们知道吗？神向着我们实在是有恩典，有忍耐。
You know, in my own times of selfishness, I can really sense the Lord's great patience towards me.
因为有时候当我看到我自己的自私的时候，我就更看到神向着我是何等的忍耐。
You know, there are many times when our own children act in ways that are really not very admirable.
当我们孩子们好像不太正常，表现得不太正常的时候。
But we still love them.
但是我们仍然爱他。
And we still supply their need.
我们仍然供应他们的需要。
And the Lord, He does supply our needs even when we are, you know, still in this very shallow and self-centered kind of situation.
当我们也知道我们的主，就算我们在很肤浅、很幼稚的情况，他仍然是供应我们的需要。
But you know, the word here says it was the Father's good pleasure for all that fullness to dwell in Christ.
但是在这里讲到说，这是神的心愿，神的喜乐，他叫一切的丰盛居住在他儿子里。
And He's being very patient with us because He's waiting also for that pleasure, that fullness would also be in us.
我们知道神向着我们是忍耐的，因为他也希望在我们身上能够得着他要需要的喜乐。
Christ Jesus lowered Himself, and because He lowered Himself, He was exalted to the highest place.
基督耶稣降卑自己，也正因为他降卑自己，所以他被升为至高。
And that is also what we are called to do.
这也是我们蒙召应当做的事情。
We empty ourselves, allow Christ to take that first place.
我们应当把我们自己倒空，好叫基督在我们里面有地位。
And in that way, we can live in the fullness of Christ.
好叫我们能够活出基督的丰盛。
Let's speak now of Christ in His completeness.
那我们再来看看基督是我们的完全。
And this is to say that the fullness of Christ makes us whole.
这也可以说是基督的丰满呢，能够叫我们完整。
When we experience Christ as our supply for every need.
当我们经历基督作为我们一切的供应，我们一切的需要。
When we make Christ our goal and our vision.
当我们使基督成为我们的意象，成为我们的目标。
So that he could have the preeminence in all things.
好叫他在凡事上能够居首位。
What is the outcome?
那这样的结果会是什么呢？
What does that mean for me in my own experience, in my own daily life?
那在我每天的生活里面，在我的经验里面，这意味着什么呢？
It makes ourselves, our lives, it makes them whole. It makes us whole and it makes us complete.
因为它实在是能够叫我们的生命能够完整，叫我们能够完全。
It's in the fullness of Christ that we find that joy and that peace of being who we were created to be.
因为只有在基督的丰满里面，我们可以发现我们受造的目的和平安和喜乐。
You know, everybody in this life seeks to be in that place.
因为我们知道，在这世上的每一个人都想要求得到那样的平安和喜乐。
And they don't find it.
但是他们却找不着。
Our modern life is full of many amazing wonders and advances.
因为在我们现在所处的生活里面，实在充满很多的吸引。
But one of the things that it totally fails to do is to make us whole.
但这些事情却不能叫我们完整。
We're actually broken up into many different pieces.
事实上，我们却被分割成很多不同的部分。
You think about all the different realms of your life.
你也想想你在生活里面。不同的经历。
You may find that I'm one person towards my family.
也许你是在家庭里面是一个人。
I'm a different person at work.
但在工作里面却是要是另外一个人。
I'm a different person in the fellowship.
在聚会里面又是另外一个人。
You know, nowadays we spend a lot of our lives on the internet, online.
现在呢，我们甚至花很多时间在网络上。
And online, we also portray ourselves and try to.Present ourselves in yet another way.
甚至在网络上呢，也好像我们也把我们自己描述成显现成像另外一个人一样。
You know, this is actually a quite stressful and exhausting way to live.
你知道吗？这实在是叫人非常的一个叫人受压的一个生活。
You know, you go from one identity to another.
因为从一个人到另外一个人一样。
And you live with that tension inside of feeling like you're.Pulled in different directions.
因为你好像被一个人被四分五裂一样，到不同的方向，所以你却觉得非常的受压。
And it's no wonder that despite everything that is so seemingly amazing about our world, that so many people ask themselves, "Who am I really?"
所以虽然我们在这世界上有很多事吸引我们，但是很多人却问这个问题：我是谁
？So many of our young people, as they go through school and look for work and look for companionship, this is the question that they find themselves asking.
所以这些年轻人，当他们在工作里面，在学校里面，他们就问这个问题：我是谁
？I feel so much pressure to be one way in this area of my life, in another way in another area of my life.
因为在这一生命里面这一部分呢，受到很多的，或在另外一部分都受到很多的压力。
At the bottom of that, who am I really?
所以在这个最深层一个问题就是说：我是谁
？And how can I find all of these different demands and difficulties?Pulled together into one.
我如何把这些不同的需要、不同的难处放在一起呢
？The answer is Christ.
啊，这个答案呢就是基督。
It's only in Christ that we're complete.
因为只有在基督里面，我们才是完全的。
And how do we know this is the case?
我们怎么知道呢
？If you look at verse 17, again, I'm still in Colossians.
我们还是回到哥罗西书第一章。
You'll see this phrase in Him, in Christ, all things hold together.
因为在第一章十七节里面讲到说，在基督里面，在他里面，万有是靠他而立。
Since all the fullness of God dwells in Christ, isn't that where we should also dwell?
既然神的一切的丰盛是住在基督里面，我们不是也应该住在基督里吗
？God is doing this one has done this wonderful work of reconciling everything in the world to His Son.
神已经做成这奇妙的工作，就是叫做世上一切的能够与基督和好。
Everything will be summed up in Christ Jesus.
因为一切的总结都在基督里。
Everything in this universe will only have meaning if it is related to Christ Jesus.
在这世上的所有的事情，只有在基督里才有意义。
And so it is that with our whole beings, we must dwell in the fullness of Christ to become whole.
所以我们的全人就应该住在基督里面，好能够叫我们成为完整。
And we will find in that place that we have true peace.
那我们在那里面就可以找到真正的平安。
All of these conflicting elements within ourselves that are at war with one another.
我们在这里面所有的肢体似乎都是彼此征战的。
The stress and the anguish of multiple being different people at different times.
每个人都有不同的压力，不同的感觉。
It's all glued together and made into this whole in Christ.
但是在基督里面，这些部分都可以能够成为完整。
Now, I want us to try to understand this idea a little bit more.
我想能够在这一点上能够更多的理解。
Because it still sounds rather abstract.
因为还是好像有一点抽象。
Now.The Bible says it's in Christ that all things will hold together.
因为圣经上讲说万有都靠他而立。
It doesn't say this, but it's very clear that therefore outside of Christ all things will fall apart.
虽然圣经上没有这样讲，但是我们知道这是显而易见的，就是在基督之外所有的事情都是分崩离析的。
Let me put it another way.
让我换一个角度来讲。
God is doing the work of reconciling all things to the Son.
神是在做这样的工作，叫万事都和他儿子和好。
But in this world, the attitude is actually one of trying to reconcile the Son to the world.
但是好像我们在这世界上看到众人的作为是要把神的儿子和这世界和好。
We want Jesus to fit in to the world that we have made for ourselves.
因为我们想要让耶稣基督能够合适合在我们所做的这个框框里面。
We don't really want to take our world and ourselves and see all of that put into Christ.
我们好像并不想把我们这个所处的世界与基督和好。
And I think this is something that's just, again especially important for the young people.
我想这也是对着年轻的弟兄姊妹非常重要的一件事情。
There's a lot of concern that.In this society, that it's becoming hostile, that it's becoming the enemy of God.
因为我们知道，在这世界上有很多事情，这是与神为敌的。
That you will be opposed for believing in God.
因为你若是信神，你就会受到反对。
But you know, I would clarify this a little bit.
我想我在这一点上要稍微再讲清楚一点。
Actually, to say that you believe in God or that you believe in Jesus.By itself does not really offend people.
当然呢，当你只是说我信神，我信主耶稣，这一点并不会叫冒犯别人。
You know, people will say, "Oh, that's very nice."
当然，人家会说，哦，这很好。
You know, Jesus was a nice teacher, and you know, you try to live by those teachings.
因为他们会说，主耶稣是一个很好的夫子，你照他所教的去做不错。
And you know, that gives you hope for eternal life. That's nice.
你知道吗？当然，他也给你永远的盼望，永生的盼望，这很好。
And they won't really have a major problem with that.
他们当然在这一点上没有任何的问题。
But once you start to declare and live out.That Christ is your all in all.
但是当你宣称说基督是一切又住在一切之内的时候
，then you will find that people don't understand.
那这时候你就看见说他们不了解这一点了。
And then you will find that they will start to resist.
那你也会发现说他们这时候就开始要抵抗你了。
And so for us in this society, especially for our young people,
特别是今天在我们所属的社会里面，特别对这青年的弟兄姊妹
，the danger is not.So much that they will completely stop believing in God or in Jesus.
这个危险呢，并不是他们完全的不信神了。
It's that they will make Jesus much smaller than he really is.
而是说他们会把耶稣小看了，或者看小了。
The world will accept a small Jesus.
因为这个世界呢，他们可以接受一个小的耶稣。
You can get along pretty well in your school and your.Family life, you can get along pretty well in your earthly life with a small Jesus.
你若只是把耶稣看着小的时候呢，你在你的生活，在你的世界上生活，可以过得很好。
Because you can shrink down his dimensions, you can make him small and limited in a way that doesn't offend people.
因为你可以把耶稣缩小，然后缩小到一个方式呢，他不会冒犯其他人。
In a way that fits in with the philosophies and the trends of this world.
好像这些这个小的耶稣呢，他能够适合这世上的哲学或是看法。
In a way that allows you to live and pursue the things that everybody else around you is pursuing.
好像你这虽然是基督徒，但是你可以过着一个与其他人相安无事的生活。
But this is no way for us to experience and live in the fullness of Christ.
但是我们若这样做，我们就不能经历耶稣的丰盛。
So it seems difficult in this day and age to do this.
因为
It's hard in our society in this modern times to make to make Christ larger.
当我们想要把耶稣能够扩张的时候，在现今这个社会似乎是非常困难。
But the Bible says that it's only in Christ that all things hold together.
但是圣经却这样说，只有在基督里面，万有靠他而立。
That everything is going to be reconciled to Christ.
因为所有的事情都应该与基督和好。
So if you try to shrink down Christ and reconcile him to the world,
所以如果你只想把耶稣缩小，好叫耶稣能够适合这世界，
you will find that this will fall apart.
你会发现这一切都要分崩离析。
And that in your effort to make Christ fit in with your own desires and with your own goals, that this actually does not lead to a living faith.
那么如果你只是想要把耶稣缩小，能够适合你自己的需要，生活上的欲望，
does this sound like,
这不对。
Does this sound like a really difficult and impossible thing to do?
是不是我们要这样做的话，是不是非常的困难，而且非常难做呢？
To allow every aspect of your person and of your life to be reconciled to God.
你是不是想到说把你生活中的每一部分能够与基督和好是很困难呢？
It sounds difficult until you realize that outside of Christ everything is destined to perish.
但是如果你看见说在基督之外，事实上所有的事情都是分崩离析的。
And so I think many of you may have heard this famous saying from the missionary Jim Elliot.
也许你听过这样一个很有名的传教士所说的话。
He said, "You're no fool if you give up what you can't keep to gain what you can't, that which you can't lose."
如果你放弃你所不可能拥有的，而去得着那会存到永远的，那你不是傻子。
"You're no fool to give up what you can't keep to gain that which you can't lose."
你若放弃那不能存到永远的，而去得着那能够存到永远的，你不是傻子。
What holds us back from the fullness of Christ?
基督的丰满是什么？
We cling to worldly things.
因为我们常常是抓住这世上的事情。
I want to give you another silly illustration.
我要再举一个比较好笑的例子。
Maybe you have known people like this as well.
也许你也遇见过这样的人。
But I've known people who everywhere they go, they always carry with them a bottle of Tabasco hot sauce.
因为我遇见这样的人，就是他不论到哪里去，他的身上带着一瓶这个辣椒酱。
So wherever they go to eat, whatever food they're served, they can always add some hot sauce.
所以他们不论去哪里吃东西的时候，他就要加一点辣椒酱。
You see, such a person doesn't have the faith that whatever food they're served is going to be spicy enough for them.
我们知道，像这样的人，他知道说，不论什么食物摆到他面前，一定都不够有味道。
And so they have to carry around this hot sauce so they can add it.
所以他们就常常带这瓶辣椒酱，好像他们可以加一些辣椒酱进去。
You know, sometimes the way that we live our lives to the Lord is kind of the same way.
你知道，有时候我们在主面前生活，好像也有类似的情况。
We don't really, we're willing to eat what the Lord serves us. We are willing to
我们是想要吃神所为我们预备的一切。
But we don't quite have that faith that is going to be fully satisfying.
但是我们好像没有这个信心说这个食物会叫我们得到完全的满足。
And so we hang on to something of the world.
所以我们就抓住了世上一些东西。
And we want to add that little dash, that little spice.
我们好像把它那个一点调味料想要放在主所为我们预备的。
You know, when you tell a young person, you know, about living life in the fullness of Christ.
你知道吗？当你对年轻人讲说，哦，你要活出基督的丰，你要住在基督的丰盛里面。
They may think instead of this phrase, living life to the fullest. I don't know if you can translate that. Living life to the fullest.
他们想要说过一个活一个生活呢，能够完全的彰显丰满。
It's a phrase that means that they want to experience life in all of its danger and excitement and pleasure.
因为他们这样说是说想要经历生活里面一切的好或坏，譬如说有些危险也可以。
And so they imagine that living a life completely immersed, covered in the fullness of the Lord will not be exciting.
所以他们就想到说，如果只是住在基督的丰满里面，好像不是很兴奋。
They think that it means that they have to just give up on any kind of enjoyment.
因为他们想说，如果是这样的话，他们就要放弃世上的一些享乐。
That they'll constantly have to stop themselves from doing things that they really want to do.
他们说，如果这样的话，他们就要常常想着停止做他们想要做的事。
And they imagine that outside of Christ, that's where they will find true fullness.
因为他们想要说，因为他们只是想象说，在基督之外，他们才可以找到真正的喜乐 ，fullness。他们觉得在基督之外才能找到生活里面的全部。
You know, but living in the fullness of Christ, that is true fullness.
但是我们知道吗？事实上，如果我们能够住在基督的丰满里面，那才是真正的丰盛。
There's such enjoyment, such deep satisfaction.
因为在那里有真正的满足，真正的喜乐。
I have to use another illustration.
我要再做用一个例子。
And I'm always thinking about food.
我常常想到吃饭。
You know, many of us try to eat healthy.
因为我们很多人想要吃的健康一些。
You know, as I've starting to get older myself, I am also more aware of what I'm eating.
当我现在渐渐年长的时候呢，我也曾注意我吃些什么。
And I've tried to cut back on, you know, many of the unhealthy things like meat.And full fat dairy products.
那我也想要说减低我对这些肉类或者这些比较油的东西的摄取量。
And many people try to do this.
因为我们知道很多人都是想要这样做。
And so they do things like instead of a beef hamburger, they'll eat a veggie burger.
所以他们吃汉堡呢，想说不是吃牛肉汉堡，而是蔬菜汉堡。
Instead of using real butter, they will find some kind of imitation non-fat butter.
也许他们不是用真正的奶油，而是用一些模仿的，比如说人造奶油。
You know, now some people have always eaten this way. They've never eaten meat or dairy.
当然，很多人呢，他们也许这一生当中，他们从来没有吃过肉类或者是真正的奶油。
And so they're used to it. They don't miss the real thing.
所以他们就很习惯了，因为他们并不知道真正的东西是什么。
But I found that I can't do it.
但是我发现呢，我无法这样做。
You know, if you serve me a vegetable, I'll eat a vegetable because that's what it's supposed to be.
因为当然，你如果把蔬菜摆在我面前，我会这样吃，因为蔬菜就是蔬菜。
But if you serve me fake meat,
但是如果你是把一些假的肉来让我吃的话
，or you serve me something like ice cream that is non-fat,
或是你把冰淇淋摆在我面前说这是无脂没有脂肪的冰淇淋
，I don't care how concerned I am about my health, I just can't eat it.
我当然不想说要照顾我的健康，我就是吃不下去。
Because I know what that full richness of that food is supposed to be like.
因为我们知道，因为我是想到说真正的东西应该味道是如何的。
And I just don't want to be reminded of what the real thing is.
因为我只是不想说，因为吃这个人叫我想起说那真正的东西的味道。
You know, those things in some ways may seem like the real thing.
因为这些事情在某些角度上是很真实的。
But it's not actually full in its taste.
但是在它的味道上呢，却不是完整的。
And not only is it lack that full taste, but it also lacks that true satisfaction in the stomach.
不仅它的味道是有缺乏，而且呢，好像也不能叫我们肠胃得到满足。
It is satisfying for a moment.
也许叫一时的满足。
But that satisfaction does not abide.
但这个满足却不能持久。
And so when we cling to this world and to its pleasures, we accept this substitute, this imitation of what really is the fullness of Christ.
所以如果我们只是抓住这世上的，我们只是能够接受到一些模仿基督丰满的事情而已。
And I have to ask myself sometimes, I have to make sure, you know, am I so used to the imitation that the world serves me that I've forgotten?What the fullness of Christ really tastes like.
所以我常常提醒自己，我是否只是很习惯这世上的味道，而忘记基督丰满真正的味道。
We have to take that step of faith and believe and trust that what God will serve us is truly the richest and fullest life imaginable.
我们必须要有这样的信心，就是神所供应我们的是真实的需要和满足。
And I know I use food illustrations a lot.
我知道我已经用这食物做很多的比喻。
But actually, I see that in the Word of God, we see this as well.
那我在神的话里面也是这样看到。
In Psalm 63 verse 5, it says.
在诗篇63篇第五节是这样讲。
My soul is satisfied as with fat and rich food.
他说，我的心就像饱足了骨髓肥油。
And my mouth will praise you with joyful lips.
我也要以欢乐的嘴唇赞美你。
And I have to, another verse, I don't think you have this, Isaiah 55 verse 2.
另外一经也是以赛亚书55章第二节。
And this says, Why do you spend money for what is not bread, and your wages for what does not satisfy?
五十五章第二节，你们为何花钱买那不足为食物的？
Listen carefully to me, eat what is good, and delight yourself in abundance.
你要仔细留意听我的话，就能吃那美物，得享肥甘，心中喜乐。
We would truly be able to experience the fullness of Christ if we would just delight ourselves in that abundance.
我们如果能够在基督的丰盛里面找到喜乐，我们实在是可以叫我满足。
And so I want to conclude by talking about how it is that we can enter into this fullness.
所以我想要谈一谈说我们是如何能够进入基督的丰盛。
I hope that you can see in this passage from Colossians how Paul is pointing us to something so much richer and deeper than simply just, you know, being saved at one point in time and then going on our own life afterwards alone.
我想保罗在哥罗西书里面讲的就是告诉我们不要只是注重只注在得救之后就做其他事情，而是应该注意基督的一切的丰盛。
There is such fullness and richness in store for us after that moment we first believed.
当我们相信主的那一刻之后呢，事实上有一切的丰盛为我们预备了。
And so how do we obtain this fullness? How do we live in it?
所以我们要如何能得到这丰盛呢？我们如何活出来呢？
Do we have to do something special, something amazing in order to earn it?
我们是不是说必须要做一个很特别的人，或者是很惊人的方法来得到这些呢？
Because, you know, it would actually be very difficult indeed if we knew of this fullness, we had once tasted of it, but could not enter into it.
事实上，如果我们认识到这丰满，我们尝到这丰满，却活不出这丰满，这很叫人困惑。
You know, people who are in very poor health because they have heart problems, you know, many times they cannot eat a lot of things.
我们比如说有些人呢，他心脏有问题，所以很多时候他不能吃很多的东西。
And it, you know, it doesn't seem like a big deal to those of us who don't have this problem.
当然，我们这些没有这心脏问题的人，我们觉得好像都没什么事。
But you find that for people in that situation, it is actually truly sad.
但是你发现在那样的情况的人呢，他们是过着一非常悲惨的生活。
Because, you know, what their soul truly desires, they're not able to get.
因为他们想要的东西，他们却没办法去吃。
Well, this fullness is not something that is earned.
那我们要看见说这个丰满不是我们去赚得的。
It is not something that we have access to after we've reached a certain level of maturity.
也不是说我们到达某一个成熟的情况之后我们才能得着。
This fullness is part of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
那事实上这个丰盛也是耶稣基督福音的一部分。
When we were given the life of Christ, we were given Christ himself.
当我们得着基督的生命的时候，我们事实上是得到基督他自己。
All that richness, that fullness of God that dwells in Christ is in us.
那神一切的丰住在基督里的丰盛，现在也住在我们里面。
And in Colossians 1:19 and 20, you will see here. I'll just read it again. For it was the Father's good pleasure for all the fullness to dwell in Him, and through Him to reconcile all things to Himself, having made peace through the blood of His cross.
在哥罗西书19:20，我再念一遍。因为父喜欢叫一切的丰盛在他里面居住，既然叫他在十字架上所流的血成就了和平，便借着他叫万有，无论是地上的、天上的，都与自己和好了。
It was the blood of the cross that made peace, so that we could enter into that fullness.
是正是在十字架上的血成就了这和平，所以我们可以进入这丰盛。
In our natural state, we had no right, no claim to it.
因为在我们天然的上天然的肉体上面，我们对这一点是完全没无份无关的。
We wouldn't deserve even to have a taste.
因为我们甚至不能不配来尝这个滋味。
But praise God, the cross, the blood of Jesus has made peace so that we can enter in.
但赞美神，在十字架上所流的血，使我们成为我们成就了和平，我们可以进入了。
It's all His doing and none of ours.
这都是神所做成的，不是我们所做的。
And so it is in John 1:16 that it says, "For of His fullness we have all received."
所以为什么在约翰福音一章十六节讲到说，从他的丰满里我们都领受了。
We've all received it.
我们都领受了。
When you receive Christ, you receive that fullness.
因为当你接受基督的时候，你就接受这个丰盛。
What a complete gospel this is.
这实在是一个完整的福音。
So we can see, I hope, how large, how spacious is Christ.
所以我盼望我们可以看见耶稣的大和他的容量的宽。
How big is our Jesus?
我们耶稣究竟有多大？
So big that all of the fullness of God dwells in him.
因为他是如此的大，所以能够叫神的一切的丰盛住在他里面。
And so big that by his cross we also can enter into that fullness.
他是如此的大，所以借着十字架我们可以进入这个丰盛。
How glorious it is to be part of that fullness.
能够与在这个丰盛里面有份，这实在何等荣耀的事情。
You don't need to earn it.
你不需要去赚得它。
All you need to do is to enter into it by faith.
你只需要借着信心能够进入。
And so this is the burden that I wanted to share with brothers and sisters today.
所以这就是我今天早晨和要弟兄姐妹交通的一点负担。
Christ, he didn't just rescue us from the bonds of sin and death.
因为基督不仅仅只是救我们脱离罪的捆绑。
He was not only sacrificed, he was also glorified.
他不仅仅只是成为牺牲，而他也得着荣耀。
And all the fullness of God dwells in him.
而神一切的丰盛也住在他里面。
And so once we are saved, we walk with the Lord and we experience that the Lord truly is our supply and our provision for everything.
所以当我们蒙恩得救与主同行的时候，我们可以发现基督真是我们一切的需要。
And we experience even more of this fullness when we make Christ our goal, our first place in everything.
如果我们更进一步能够叫基督做我们的王，做我们的主，我们可以更多经历这个。
And we lay our lives down and allow him to reconcile all parts of our life to Christ.
我们应该把我们自己放下，好叫基督把我们身上各部分都能够和好起来。
And having entered that fullness, we are made complete.
我们如果能够进入丰盛，我们就是完全的自由了。
We find for the first time that I am who I was made to be. I am a whole person in Christ Jesus.
我们就能够发现说，我们受造原是像这样一个完整的。
My whole mind and soul and spirit, it just exults in the joy and the peace.
我的心思意念，我的灵魂应该都在这里面。
That peace of the fullness of Christ.
应该在这基督里面的一个平安。
And we find that this fullness is ours because of the gospel of the cross of Christ.
那我们看见这一个丰满是我们的，因为主耶稣基督的十字架。
His blood has made peace so that we can enter into it freely.
因为他的血为我们成就和平，好叫我们很自由的进入。
So my prayer is that we would just enter into this fullness by faith.
所以我的祷告就是，我们能够借着信心呢，进入这个丰盛。
May we truly taste and see that the Lord is good.
那我们真的能够尝尝主恩的滋味，就知道他的美善。
Can I pray?
我们一起来祷告。
Lord, I just thank you so much for being such a great Savior.
主啊，我实在为着你是一个这样有恩典的拯救。
For being such a big God.
主啊，我实在感谢你是如此大的神。
Lord, bigger than our imaginations.
主啊，你的大超过我们的想象。
Your faithfulness just reaches beyond the heavens.
哦，你的信实实在也超过我们所能想象。
Lord, I just thank you so much for the fullness that is in you.
主啊，为着你的一切的丰盛，我感谢你。
And for the fact that you've invited us to enter into that fullness.
也感谢你邀请我们能够进入这丰盛。
Thank you, Lord, for everything that you've done.
主啊，谢谢你为我所做成的一切。
Just pray this in Jesus' name.
我将祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. Amen.